democracy is in trouble, no question about that. And it comes in part from a deep dilemma in which it is embedded. It's increasingly irrelevant to the kinds of decisions we face that have to do with global pandemics, a cross-border problem, with HIV, a transnational problem, with markets and immigration, something that goes beyond national borders, with terrorism, with war, all now cross-border problems. In fact, we live in a 21st century world of interdependence, and interdependent, brutal interdependent problems. And when we look for solutions in politics and in democracy, we are faced with political institutions designed 400 years ago. Autonomous, sovereign nation states with jurisdictions and territories separate from one another, each claiming to be able to solve the problem of its own people. 21st century, transnational world of problems and challenges, 17th century world of political institutions. In that dilemma lies the central problem of democracy. And like many others, I've been thinking about what can one do about this? This asymmetry between 21st century challenges and archaic and increasingly dysfunctional political institutions like nation states. And my suggestion is that we change the subject. That we stop talking about nations, about bordered states, and we start talking about cities. Because I think you will find when we talk about cities, we are talking about the political institutions in which civilization and culture were born. We are talking about the cradle of democracy. We are talking about the venues in which those public spaces where we come together to create democracy and at the same time protest those who would take our freedom take place. Think of some great names. The Place de la Bastille, Zuccotti Park, Tahrir Square, Taksim Square in today's headlines in Istanbul, or yes, Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Those are the public spaces where we announce ourselves as citizens, as participants, as people with the right to write our own narratives. Cities are not only the oldest of institutions, they're the most enduring. If you think about it, Constantinople, Istanbul, much older than Turkey, Alexandria, much older than Egypt, Rome, far older than Italy. Cities endure the ages. They are the places where we are born, grow up, are educated, work, marry, pray, play, get old, and in time die. They are home. Very different than nation states, which are abstractions. We pay taxes. We vote occasionally. We watch the men and women we choose rule more or less without us. Not so in those homes known as our towns and cities where we live.